This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So what we're referencing, it's ancient history. It's so many weeks ago, December 20th, when after Philadelphia, and I didn't understand this decision, by the way, in real time.
Yeah,
I was out actually that following week because it was the holiday week, traveling, doing a bunch of stuff with the family. So you get a chance to really weigh in on the air. I'll just tell you from my perspective, I thought it was odd.
Yeah.
In general, I am very big on not running up the score on people in any circumstance. I reject summarily the people who go, it's pro sports, you don't like them, stop them. No, you can also be accountable for your actions too. But, you know, it's still a... It was a game where something crazy and something else crazy happens. You're still within two scores. It was strange to me. I didn't feel like it was a rub-it-in horrible moment. I didn't like it, per se, but it wasn't the type of thing. And for me, it's the kind of thing where, let us do that.
Right.
Let me, pudgy idiot, come in and say, I didn't like that. People tell me I'm soft, and we can have a nice little go-around back and forth. We'll do a sports radio thing. I always think it looks, and I've said this a grand million times, he disagrees with me, about hockey. When... Let's say I'll pick the Capitals. Let's say the Caps are down 5-1. Well, so much you're probably getting a fight. That's the most embarrassing thing in the world to me. Is you can't beat him in the sport, so maybe someone will punch the other guy, and maybe he'll get hurt, or maybe he won't, but we'll tap sticks, and everybody pretends that like that's job well done. I would much rather have the 2 points than Dylan McIlrath throw hands a little bit, but that's my own sidebar. And that's what that reminds me of, is you showed more fight, in quotes, because somebody scored on you, didn't like it, than you did the rest of the way.
Which is the big problem. And to your point, it didn't make sense. So the two-point conversion made it 29-10. If they would have just kicked the extra point, it's 28-10. Either way, that's a three-possession football game.
Yes.
So to your point, no clue why Nick Sirianni and company chose to do that. I don't like that we fought after. I think we've done this bit all year long. We saw it in the Lions game, and then Deron Payne, you know, punched Amon-Ra St. Brown, and then after he's suspended, Danny comes back in the locker room saying, yeah, I wish I wouldn't have got caught doing it. I would do it again. I just think our guys missed the boat with that, and I think Dan Quinn runs a tight ship, it seems, but we got some tough Tonys, man, on this football team, and it bothers me, especially in a year in which you stink and you're being routinely embarrassed. Like, we went through that stretch that you mentioned where it was, what, 5 straight losses by 21 or more points. Like, you can't have as many skirmishes and just really bad sportsmanship-like plays as they've had this year when you're this bad. And I feel like no one's – my big issue is it feels like it's not being addressed behind the scenes because it keeps happening. This is like 4 or 5 times this year this has happened.
Yeah, and so the general axiom of you want these guys to show – we don't have better words for it, but you want them to be tough. You want them to show toughness. You want them to show fight. You want them to effort because that's you're really figuring out who you want to be around, who you want to keep, et cetera. And, you know, maybe somehow that's how it manifests itself a couple of times. Where you feel like you, quote, unquote, got disrespected or whatever. I'm like, eh.
But it's not.
You know, it's one of those things where I'd rather be 11-5 at this point,
right,
thinking about resting my starters or not, than worry about, like, disrespect me as a man. Okay, that's fine. You can feel that way, but you still don't get to punch somebody, as you said, like Deron Payne did, get suspended, et cetera. Because are you better off now or what? So they play again in 2 weeks. Well, wouldn't you know it? It's 2 weeks. They play in a couple of days. And you heard that clip from Dan Quinn. What does that mean to you? Like, does that mean we've got something for him? We're going to beat him? Does it mean if they want to disrespect us, we'll push again after the whistle? What does that mean to you?
With all due respect, I just think he didn't know what else to say. Now, there's a lot of the times where he goes up to the podium talking about Dan Quinn, and when you're not winning games on Hail Marys at the end and advancing to the NFC Championship, those weekly media sessions become a lot more contentious, so to speak. And I just think sometimes he gets up there and doesn't know what to say. And I feel like he didn't know what else to say in that moment. Because what do you mean we see him again in 2 weeks? What they did if you would have stopped him, it's not a big deal. I don't. This idea of it being this great disrespect, I think, is kind of ridiculous. What was disrespectful is when Saquon Barkley is running in between the tackles, running over Quan Martin, running over Mikey Samuelson, et cetera. That's disrespectful.
Well, so where I imagine you and I might differ is I go, for example, last year's Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Okay, when they're beating Dallas, I can't remember what the score was, but they're up by 30 with a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter, and you're running a double reverse pass to a lineman.
Yeah.
That's to me,
crossing
that's disrespectful.
Line. Yeah.
Right? It's the game is over, and everybody's stopping. No one's playing basketball. There's 6 seconds left. And it doesn't change anything with the outcome, and you're trying to pad your stats with an extra rebound or a windmill dunk like Giannis. From the other night, which he did. You know, that kind of stuff, I'm kind of going, yeah, there's no reason for that, right? Yeah. I think you have the right to kind of be irritated about it. This was still, again, it would have been the most remarkable comeback in the history of sports. They scored the touchdown. It wasn't as if they were dropping back, sending 10 receivers out in the route and slinging it. They handed it off a couple times to Saquon Barkley. It was Tank Bigsby, for goodness sakes.
Right.
Rumbled for 22 and a touchdown. They went for two again. I thought it was odd, and I didn't like it, but it's not to the level of let's throw hands on somebody. But apparently that was a bridge too far for Washington. And I just think it looks so petty. It looks so small. It looks so, well, we can't do anything about it on the field, so we'll sort of bitch about this. And I don't know. It's one of those things where I think both conversations can be had.
Yeah.
If you thought it was rubbing it in.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you thought it was running up a score, I think you can say that. I think that's a reasonable viewpoint on it. So I think these two convos can happen independently of the other, where Washington's reaction to it, you know, it's like somebody comes and goes, call me, you know, and they call me fat. And I'm like, I don't like the way he said it. No, you didn't like what he said.
Right.
You didn't like the fact that they got,
for sure,
they got their ass beat.
So the one positive that I would take away from that moment, and people can call Sergeant slogans cliche all they want. Like, I do think the guys on the team genuinely, like, battle hard and play hard for one another. What really spearheaded the fight was Mikey Samuelson still getting into a fight with Tyler Steen, and the rest of the Commanders were like, whoa, this is our 5'9 corner against a 6'4, 350-pound, you know, Godzilla. Like, we got to hop in here. That's what I liked about it. They're not going to let anybody pick on the smaller guys. I love that part of it. Outside of that, like, I could just do without it. And it's frustrating because I was coached by my uncle my whole life, and there were just certain things that you would not do. I would have been told, even if the refs didn't eject me, to go take my jersey off and sit in the car. Like, I've had moments like that where I've gotten to a spat during the game, during Little League, and my uncle, like, pulled me and made me go sit in the car the rest of the game. There's just certain stuff when you're a program you don't want to be a part of, and I don't know, fighting is just not my thing when it comes to on the field, especially when you're not good, you know? Makes you look like a jerk.
Do you expect anything in this game tomorrow?
No.
Or tomorrow, on Sunday?
No.
I don't either, and I wonder why that is.
Well, I expect Tanner McKee, if he's the one getting the start, I expect him to put up great numbers.
Well,
but our defense is bad.
I don't mean that. I mean in terms of guys pushing and shoving and getting each other's faces and getting fined and,
I guess it,
and stuff.
I guess it depends because the parties involved for Philadelphia probably aren't going to be playing because we don't mean anything to them, and there's nothing they can gain from playing us. So, I don't know. I think it dies down. You probably disagree with this, but we'll see here in real time. I now look at, and this has kind of been a couple years for me, I look at Philadelphia as our biggest rival, like, relative to Dallas. I think there have been more, in my lifetime, at least here in the past.
Yeah, they've been better than Dallas has over the last 20 years.
And there have been more meaningful Washington-Philly games over that span as well.
Well, not for them.
The division title, we've won the division against them twice. In Philly with Kirk when he took a knee instead of spiking it, and then Ron Rivera limping in to the NFC's title game. Like, so moments
like
that.
Fair enough.
The DeSean Jackson trade.
Right.
Like, so, like, there's stuff there with that.
That's fair enough. I don't hate that. I mean, they were always a 1A or a 2 for a lot of us growing up in the 80s and 90s. That makes sense. We can open up calls to this. If you guys want to move on, we can do that too. 800-636-1067. Got something else I want to talk about when it comes to DC sports. A little New Year's resolution. We can talk about this game as well. At 5 o'clock, we'll do some buy and sell on some stock for some young players here in Washington. We'll do that. Darius will go through all the young guys that I kind of made a list about. Linnell and I will debate that back and forth. That's at 5. But just we'll do this real quick if you guys want. 800-636-1067. Do you expect any extracurriculars in this Sunday game? When you heard Dan Quinn's clip, I don't know what that means exactly. That's how they want to get down. We'll see him in a couple weeks. Yes, you will. The game's on the schedule. Does that mean you've told guys certain things? Have you told them we are doing this stuff? Are we not? Do you expect guys to kind of have a chip on their shoulder about it? What would it mean if they do? Would it be something that you're proud of if they're stepping up and fighting to a degree in this regard? Or is it kind of like me where I'm going, this whole thing's embarrassing because you're terrible and it looks like you're trying to win something? Just looks kind of pathetic. But that's my view on it. 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.